Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're live from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago and are tracking the 2024 election process.
It's the fourth quarter. We're down a field goal, but we're on offense and we've got the ball. We're driving down the field.
Governor Tim Walz accepting the Democratic nomination for vice president. The former football coach showcased his Midwest roots in a rousing, folksy speech, saying the golden rule for personal decisions in Minnesota is mind your own damn business. Former President Bill Clinton also cracked wise, saying even after his recent 78th birthday, he's still younger than former President Donald Trump. But Clinton stressed that in spite of the joy they feel, Democrats can't get comfortable.
But you should never underestimate your adversary. And these people are really good at distracting us, at triggering doubt.
The convention has featured prominent Republicans, even former Trump staffers, who are publicly backing Vice President Kamala Harris, as did one of the country's most famous registered independents. In a backhand dig at Trump, Oprah Winfrey spoke specifically to purple voters.
I'm calling on all you independents and all you undecideds. You know this is true. You know I'm telling you the truth. That values and character matter most of all.
Meanwhile, press reports say independent presidential hopeful Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will leave the race and endorse Trump. No decision has been announced, but both men will be in Arizona on Friday. Uncommitted Democratic delegates requested a Palestinian-American convention speaker. After that was denied, many staged a sit-in outside of the United Center. Michigan delegate Abbas Alawiya says they plan to protest until heard on the war in Gaza.
As soon as I get the call saying that they'll allow a Palestinian-American speaker from this stage, which I think would be very reasonable, then I want to go home. Until then, we'll be right here.
In their convention speeches, two important gay Democrats warned about threats to LGBTQ plus rights. Colorado Governor Jared Polis and Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg are both in same-sex marriages. But Buttigieg says rights many people now take for granted could be at risk.
As the destruction of the right to choose in this country has shown us, no right that has already been gained is secure.
A new Economist YouGov poll shows Harris has the support of more than half of registered women voters. Carmen Bell is a Black delegate from Pennsylvania and says those in favor of reproductive rights will put Harris in the White House.
Everyone should have body autonomy, so no one should be telling us when we should end pregnancies or when we should use IVF or when we should take birth control.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. We'll be back tomorrow for the final day of the DNC. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.